to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about the best guns for woodchuck hunting. Woodchucks, also known as groundhogs, also known as whistle pigs, probably also known as a couple of other things in parts of the country. I've not talked to many people about them. But what are the best guns to use to hunt them? Now, caveat here, I'm giving you my recommendations for the best guns for new hunters to use. You're a new hunter, you've never hunted them before, and you're pondering, what gun do I use or what gun do I buy if I want to get into this kind of hunting? What is ideal, right? There's a lot you can use, but what is ideal for this? And I've got a pretty simple recommendation on that, but there's a lot of options. You can hunt woodchucks with pretty much anything, depending on how close you are, or how far you are, and how you want to do it. You can hunt woodchucks with a shotgun. You can hunt woodchucks with a rimfire rifle. You can hunt woodchucks with a centerfire rifle. You can hunt woodchucks with a 300 Winchester Magnum rifle. You can hunt woodchucks with a handgun. You can hunt them with anything depending on the range, how close you can get to them. So it all depends on your hunting style. It all depends on the habitat. It all depends on the when, where, and how you're going to hunt them. But what is ideal? Okay, so I don't want to go too far into the weeds with this, but if someone asked me, they said, hey, I love woodchuck hunting or I want to get into woodchuck hunting, and I either have a whole safe or a closet full of guns, or I'm thinking about going and buying something just for woodchuck hunting, what should I buy? So I would recommend, there's two guns I would recommend. I've got an A and a B. A, I think, would be a little better, but B could be better depending on what else you want to hunt. So the number one gun I would recommend for hunting woodchucks would be, go get yourself a bolt action 223. Bolt action 223. And here's the reason. A 223 is a very fast round. It is a very powerful round, but it's a small round, and it's not, doesn't have too much mass to it. So you're going to usually get like, 55 or a 60 grain soft point and something like that. So you don't need something crazy. You could get a VMAX round for that, which is going to give you a lot of explosive expansion on impact, but you don't have to. It's regular soft point will work fine. Full metal jacket would probably work, but depending on where you are, your jurisdiction, you might not be able to use those. So I would use either a soft point or a VMAX tip. One of those two. And why a 223? Okay, the number one thing about hunting woodchucks is they are a little bit resilient. You can hunt them with a 22 long rifle, but you can't hunt them with a 22 long rifle from 200 yards. Even if you can hit them. Even if you can hit them every time, you're not likely to kill them unless you're able to just pinpoint a perfectly vital area. They're a little more resilient than that. I know of people that have shot woodchucks from 15 feet away with a 9mm, and then they ran away and either survived or died later or needed multiple rounds to get them, so they didn't do the job quick enough or humanely enough. So woodchucks can be a little resilient. I've known people that have shot them with birdshot and they've escaped. Now they're likely to go and, if it's a fatal wound, they might die minutes or hours later, but they're going to go into their hole or, you'll never know it. You'll never be able to find them. So you want to do something that'll humanely kill them, quickly, efficiently, not too overpowered. And the reason a 223 I think is ideal is that is going to be usable easily to 200-300 yards if you want to shoot that far. You can kill a woodchuck from 200-300 yards with a 223 using a VMAX tip, no problem. They even make some super performance VMAX stuff that'll give you more muzzle velocity, more range, more trajectory. You can get them from even a little further than you might normally with a regular VMAX tip or a soft point. If you really want to push the range and you want to hunt them from far away, it'll do that. It'll do that well enough. most people aren't going to do that. Most people are going to hunt them a much closer range. And what's nice about a 223 is, you know, you can take a shot at 20 yards, 30 yards. It's still relatively safe. 223 is not that overpowered. Your danger of a ricochet, your danger of something happening just from shooting too close at the ground is not as large. If you were using a Magnum rifle and you were taking a shot at a groundhog from 30 feet, there's a lot of things that could happen. That bullet could go right through that groundhog, hit a rock on the other side, ricochet, fragment, you know, damage property, hit someone, could even hurt you. It's not worth that kind of risk. So 223 is still relatively safe at close distance. But it has the power and the ability to go long distance. It's also a light rifle. You don't need to get a heavy barrel, heavy duty. You can get a real light one, something easy to carry, easy to cover ground with. Now, sure, if you want to shoot from a bipod or tripod at hundreds of yards, a heavy barrel rifle, you know, gives you a little bit more control and long range accuracy. But at the end of the day, it's not a great hunting rifle. So you get a nice 223, lightweight, easy to use. You can hunt all kinds of stuff with that. You could hunt deer at close range. You know, that's sort of the lowest level, the lowest power rifle that you could really use for a deer with effectiveness. But you could hunt deer at short range with great shot placement. That caliber is perfect for hunting coyotes, perfect for hunting foxes, perfect for hunting feral swine, pigs, perfect for hunting pretty much anything smaller than a deer. So you've got a lot of versatility there. Great for target shooting. One of the more inexpensive rounds because it's one of the most popular rounds on the planet. So they make so many different varieties, so many different options, so many different places, so much different inventory. You know, people like to tell me that, you know, 204 Ruger is the best out there. Well, ballistically, on paper, it's a little better, but try to find ammo for that. You go to a store and there's two, you know, maybe three kinds of ammo. That's it. Good luck. And if those aren't the ones you want, then that's all there is to it. And they're twice as much sometimes as 223 ammo. So that's not the way for a new hunter to go. Someone who's, you know, just getting involved. If you've been at this for 20 years and you need that little extra couple percent of potential performance, then yeah, that would be something that you would upgrade to, but you wouldn't start there. And people that say that they need that to get started, they're really overestimating their own ability, to tell you the truth. That's just what it is. They think more highly of themselves than they ought to. So 223 is, I think, one of the perfect rounds to use for that. But of course, I should have led with this. The best gun to use is the one you already have. Whatever caliber it is, the best gun to use is the one you already have. But if you're looking to buy something just for this or use something specific just for this, I think 223 is ideal. Now, anything in that universe, if you have it, you know, 22, 250, 204 Ruger, any of those high velocity, smaller round, you know, varmint type loads, that's going to be perfect. The second that I would recommend for groundhog hunting would be the 243 Winchester. 243 is a much larger bullet. It has more power. It's got more ballistic energy. It's going to do more damage. The downside is it could be borderlining overpowered for groundhogs. It could be borderlining overpowered. But what's nice about the 243 is that they make lots of different types of bullets. So you could get a much lighter bullet that goes much faster, which is going to give you ballistics that are similar to a 223 or to a 204 Ruger. It's going to have similar ballistic capabilities to that, similar trajectories, but a little more power, maybe too much power, but you can have similar, you know, some similar properties there. And then on the other hand, you could get bigger bullets with more mass, more density, and you can use that gun to hunt deer perfectly. 243 is one of the best intro deer hunting rifles. So it's a very versatile rifle. Now, I think the 223 is the better gun to use for hunting groundhogs, but the 223 is not great for hunting deer. 243, on the other hand, it's not quite as good for hunting groundhogs because it's a little overpowered, but it's still all right, but it's a great gun for hunting deer. So if you're thinking about which way do I go, I think you want to think about what else do you want to hunt. And a 243 with, with a lighter bullet that's going to have a much faster velocity, that's going to be great for hunting coyotes and for hunting pigs. That's going to work really good for that. So you have a lot of versatility in the 243, but the 243 is sort of, it's on the higher side of the scale. So that's going to be better for deer. That's going to be better maybe even for black bear, something like that. So you're able to hunt a little bigger game, whereas 223, you can power that down a little bit. You can use that for fall turkey hunting. You with full metal jacket round, you can use that for some of your smaller game also and not completely destroy it. It's things that you want to eat, whereas 243, I mean, if you shoot a turkey with a 243, I'm sorry, but there's not enough left to be worth it. But a 223, you can get away with that. So you want to think about, you know, what else do you want to hunt? What else was this a good slash gun for? Nobody's going to start with getting, you know, a long-range groundhog sniper rifle. Now, you start somewhere. You're hunting. Be a realist. What else do I want to hunt? So what gun, what direction is going to be good for that? What's going to be able to support hunting multiple things? And then move forward from there. So if you want to hunt smaller game or you need a lighter rifle, 223 is great. If you want to be better equipped for a little bigger game, then a 243 will work. People go like with a 308. 308's fine. 308 will definitely kill a groundhog, but it's a little overkill and it's not as safe at shorter ranges. Now, if you're just shooting long range, several hundred yards, that's fine. If you've got that, use it. There's really no option that's bad at several hundred yards if you can actually hit them with enough power to knock them down. So, you know, that's not a thing. It's thinking about closer range hunting. Do I want to shoot a groundhog at, you know, 15, 20 yards with the 308? Ooh, not in most conditions. Probably not. That's just a little close because that bolt's probably going to go right through and whatever's on the other side of that may or may not be safe to be shooting at that range. 243 is a little safer at a shorter range. It doesn't have as much power, doesn't have as much oomph behind it. But again, I wouldn't focus on short range hunting, you know, anything less than 50 yards with a 243 as the plan. You know, 223, you can get away with more and still be relatively safe. But when you start upping the caliber, then you want to be a little more cautious about that. Now, a lot of people like to hunt groundhogs at close to mid-range with a carbine. You know, 9mm, 16-inch barrel, something like that. That is totally, totally doable. Make sure you use the right kind of ammo. But that's a fun option. That can work just fine if that's legal in your jurisdiction. Shotgun with buckshot. Great way to go. Shotgun with a slug. Not as easy to hit them. Now, if you've got a slug gun and a scope or a red dot and you're really on your game, then, of course, that'll do the job. But buckshot makes it just a little easier because they're not the biggest critter out there. And, you know, you just need to be mindful of that. If you're just using, a bead on a shotgun, it's going to be tougher to hit them with a slug and judge your range for drop and all of those different factors. But if you're in that zone, of course, you can make that work. But shotgun and buckshot, people talk about 22 long rifle. So I don't recommend that. You can do short range, like less than 50 yards with a 22. Even shorter would be better. But there's just not a lot of power in a 22. So if you're going to shoot them with a 22 at short range, you really need great shot placement. You really need to know exactly where you want to hit them. And their vitals aren't all that big, and the bullet's not all that powerful, and if they jump and run, you're not going to get a second shot. So you really want to think about that. I do not recommend 22 for groundhog hunting, because the last thing you want to do is wound something and it suffer, and, you know, for who knows how long, or even recover eventually and just suffer for a long time, or live handicapped for the rest of its life. It's just not ideal. Now, if you step up just a little bit to 22 Magnum or a 17 HMR, you know, you that's definitely more reasonable for short range, less than 100 yards. I think you could be more effective with those. I would still recommend a little bigger though. Now, 17 is a good option. That's fine. 22 Magnum, depending on which kind of 22 Magnum, because there's two or three of them. That's doable. I would like you to use something a little bigger though. People talk about the 22 Hornet. That's actually a pretty nice option. 22 Hornet's not the longest shooting gun. You know, your maximum effective range is about 150 yards, but that gives you a little more knockdown power. That's a nicer round. But a 17 will do it just fine. And then the 22 Hornet is a good option. But I think something like a 223 is ideal. 243 is on the heavier side of ideal, but you can still make that work if you want that, if you want a better deer rifle and a bigger overall rifle. So there you have it. I hope that's helpful for you guys. When it comes to ammo selection, again, this always depends on how you're hunting, where you're hunting, what your situation is. You want to use varmint loads usually. Something that's designed for varmint, like a VMAX ballistic tip. Something that's going to give you a lot of expansion really quickly, and is going to make sure that animal goes down. Because even if you shoot them with a full metal jacket on a 223, if that bullet goes right through and doesn't hit a vital area, you know, you don't want to risk no expansion and not delivering enough energy to kill the game quickly so that you can recover it. Because unlike deer, which run and eventually are going to fall down, these buckers are going to go down into a hole, and you ain't never going to find them. You'll never know if you hit them or killed them. So you really want something that has expansion to it. Soft point will work. Something that's a ballistic tip or VMAX, something designed for varmint, is ideal. So hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes for more information and tips. And then please listen to some other episodes, whatever other kind of hunting you're into, and send us some questions. Leave us some feedback. What would you like us to talk about? What would you like to hear? Be happy to answer your questions via email or talk about them, build them into a future episode. So till next time, God bless you guys. Appreciate you, and go get them in the woods.